Tfil Yom, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Sometimes when you are forming a jar out of earthenware, this happens with glass too sometimes, when they are making the jar, a bubble forms in the side of it that is an actual flaw in the jar. So it's not as strong as everything else. Some air got into the mixing process, and so it bubbled up. So Bibua Shebechavis. So if you have a bubble that formed in the wall, the side, of a keli that's made out of cheres, out of earthenware, and shenikev, and it got perforated, it popped, which, because it's thinner, because of the air inside, it's susceptible to do. Bein mibifnim, whether on the inner side, or bein mibachutz, or whether on the outside. Some people read this as pierced all the way through, perforated on the inner and outer side, but whether on the inner or the outer side. Ubein milamalon, bein milamaton. Whether it is above or below. So there's two holes in the bubble. One is above and one is below the bubble. And zeh keneged zeh, if they are opposite each other, so you've got kind of a straight shot right out of the keli. If you peeked in through the hole, you could see all the way through the entire wall because the bubble was pierced above and below right parallel. Then as a result, tameh. So any liquid that is inside, this chavis is tameh. If the liquid that is in the outer hole is ba'avatuma, touched by an avatuma, because the liquid that is inside the bubble, inside this little extra area, is being touched by the liquid that's in the chavis proper. So as a result, there's a chibur and everything is all connected. Likewise, if it's full yom, would touch the bubble that's on the outer hole that's in the bubble as opposed to that which is in the jar, it's considered to be all connected. It's all affected. And we mentioned the Avatuma to show the more chamer case. Hapnimil milamata vachitzon milamala. On the other hand, vitame ba'ohel ameis, and also vitame in an ohel the same way. So if the jar is inside the ohel over a dead body, so even though the jar is sealed, but because there's a passage in the bubble wall and then outside through the wall of the keli, so basically it's considered to be not sealed anymore. There's a straight shot right through to connect to the liquid. And likewise, so if you've got hapnimi milamata achitzon milamala, if the hole in the inner wall of the bubble is below, and the hole in the outer wall of the bubble is above, so they're offset. So it's kind of, if you peek diagonally, you could see straight through the wall of the keli. But they're not really the same hole going across. Nevertheless, tame ba'avatuma v'tame ba'ohel ameis. It's still considered enough of a chibur between whatever's inside the bubble and whatever's inside the keli. Because since the outer hole is above and the inner hole is below, it's considered to be gravity connecting it down to the bottom of the keli. And as a result, it's the same impact as if the hole was parallel, going straight across horizontally. However, the only case where it would be different is hapanimi milamalan vachitzon milamatan. If the outside hole is lower and the inner hole is higher, tahar ba'avatuma v'tamei ba'ol ameis. It's tahar if touched by an avatuma because the liquid that's coming out of the outer lower hole is considered independent of what's inside the keli because it's not going to flow back into the keli. It's already lower and thanks to gravity, it can't go back up and into the keli. So what's inside the keli is tahar if a tamei object or person or avatuma touched it. But if it's in an ohel, we say that it's still enough of a hole that it's considered an open keli, and tuma enters through the holes. Tuma doesn't care about gravity. Tuma fills up all the available space. And so whatever's inside the keli becomes tamei because it's no longer sealed. Perek Yemel Mishnah Aleph. Kol Yodos Ha'ocholim, and this we will discuss in much greater detail in Masechta Yodayim coming up. Any handle to a foodstuff, so for example, the stalk which a fruit is hanging from the tree by, so the stem, it's called a handle because you can handle it by it, or it's hanging from it. Shehem Chibur Ba'av Hatuma. So any of these Yodayim where the contact with the stem would be considered a Chibur regarding Avatuma is also Chibur B'Tzvul Yom. would also be considered a chibul for the tul yom. So if the tul yom is touching the yad ha'ochel, if the tul yom is touching the stem or the leaf that it hangs from, and he touches that, that's enough of a chibur to impact the entire fruit. If he touches the fruit, then the yad is also considered tame, or pusel in the case of the tul yom, because it's connected to the food. Ochel shen nifras uma'ore miktas. Food that was cut off and yet is still attached in a small part. So some of the yad has been perforated, has been chopped through, but it's still somewhat attached. Rabbi Meir omerim ochas bagadol vekatan ola imo harehu kamohu. Rabbi Meir says, if when you hold the large part, the small part does not fall off but comes up with it. So when you're lifting the branch, the stem pulls the fruit upwards, so as you're picking up the branch, the fruit is moving up. Even though the stem is only hanging by a thread, it's still holding it up. Then that shows that it's a chibur, it's a connection to the larger part. So by touching the larger part, it affects the lower part. Rabbi Yehuda omerim ochas bekatan v'agadol ola imo harehu kamohu. Rabbi Yehuda says, on the other hand, if you hold the small part and the large comes with it, only then is it considered a chibur and it's treated the same way. So if holding the smaller part and you pull up and it doesn't break, but it still keeps holding as you're lifting up, then that shows that it's a chibur. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Batahar. Rabbi Nechemia says, we judge the tahar part by the part that the tzvul yom did not touch. So if he held onto the tahar part and pulled up the tameh part with it, whether it's big or small, both of them are tameh. So Rabbi Nechemia says, while Rabbi Yehuda says you have to hold the small and pick up and the bigger part comes with it, and Rabbi Meir says you hold the big part and the small part comes up with it, Rabbi Nechemia says it just depends on whether when he touches the tahor part, the tameh part comes up. So he rules that it has to do with the tumah, not to do with the size. As opposed to, finally, b'chachamim omrim b'tameh. The chachamim say, we judge the part that the tful yom touched. So if he's touching the tameh part and the tahar part comes up with it, then it's a chibur. And so the halacha follows the chachamim, and that's how we paskin. Some say it has to do with why one is grabbing a specific piece. If you want to hold the big piece so that that way if it falls down to the ground, only the small part will get lost or damaged. Rabbi Yehuda says you hold the small part because you don't want to make the big part dirty. In other words, you're holding just the stem instead of the fruit because you don't want to get the fruit dirty. So we're not talking, I'm sorry, about necessarily a branch and a stem. We're talking about the stem and the fruit itself. So Rabbi Meir says you hold the fruit because if the stem falls off, big deal. Rabbi Yehuda says you hold the stem because you don't want to get the fruit dirty. And Rabbi Nechemia and Chachamim talk about whether you hold the tahar part or the tameh part. Which part do you prefer to lose? So Rabbi Nechemia says you hold the tahar part and that way the tameh will fall to the ground. The Chachamim say, because your hands are tameh automatically by gzera, then he'd rather hold the tameh part already rather than make the tahar part tameh as well. And so it's a choice of what part of the fruit you would be holding on to. But either way, there are four different opinions, holding the big, holding the small, holding the tahar, holding the tameh, that impact what's considered a chibur and what's not. Usha'ar kol ha'ochalim. Any other kind of food, for example, like vegetables. So eshedarko le oches be'ola, oches oso be'ola. Anything where normally you hold by the leaf, then pick it up by the leaf, and we don't care, large, small, tahar, tameh. It's considered a chibur if when you pick up the leaf, the whole fruit comes up. On the other hand, uvakelach, if the normal way of picking up the fruit is to hold by the stem, ochazen oso bakelach, then you hold by the stem. And whatever comes up when you pick the stem up is considered a chibur. So if it's a food where it's clear which part people normally hold onto and grip, then that's the part that we judge by when we talk about whether it's a chibur or not.